The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning on the 3rd of July at 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? You're all refreshed. You're fighting bears over the weekend.
I'm awake for like the first time in what feels like forever.
Yeah, it would wake me up too. So what? you got the weather there?
I do. We're gonna have a high of 105 today and a low of 72 tonight. 106 tomorrow. It's gonna be a hot 4th of July. We'll start cooling off Thursday in the mid 90s. But the heat's not going away.
No, it's going to go, it's not going to get below like 95.
Correct.
For a while, at least through the week, through the weekend there. So, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally run, family owned company, out of Anderson that gives, seniors and, veteran discounts. It's a veteran owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. You can get a hold of them at 530-365-3793. And on the phone is Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone, and happy birthday, America, this week.
Yes. And which one is it?
247 years.
Congratulations. Because we know this is 2023. What happens in, 2026? 250 years.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's a big one.
Okay. What you got?
All right. Well, the city of Anderson will kick off our Independence Week with their annual celebration, Anderson Explodes, taking place tonight, Monday, July 3rd. The event will take place at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Events Center, located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. when the gates open. There will be vendors, food trucks, and live entertainment. Chad Brunsnell will perform at 7 p.m., and fireworks are scheduled to start at 10 p.m. Admission is free to attend, and parking is $5. Also tonight, the Weaverville Fireworks show will be taking place at 10 p.m. at the Weaverville Elementary School, located at 31020 State Highway 3. The event is being put on by the local Chamber of Commerce, and it will run 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. For more information, visit weavervilleca.org. Now, on Tuesday, 4th of July, look for the annual Freedom Festival starting at 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium, located at 700 Auditorium Drive. Vendors will be on site during the event, and fireworks are scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Now, if you're looking to attend, you are asked to arrive between 6 and 9 p.m., as the Sundial Bridge will be closed at 9 p.m. The event is free to attend. Funding for the event is being provided by the McConnell Foundation. This local fireworks show is reported to be one of the largest in the state of California and will feature more than 1,700 shells. There will also be live entertainment, including a performance by Journey's Edge at 7 p.m. That's July 4th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And on Friday, July 7th, the Haven Humane Society will host a Meet Your Mutt adoption event. The event will run 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Haven Humane Society, located at 7449 Eastside Road in Anderson. Tickets are $50 per family and available for purchase at havenhumane.org. This event is a takeoff of a speed dating forum where you will have 6 speed adoption stations, and you can stop the adoption, you can stop and adopt at any point during the event. For more information on this and other events by the Haven Humane Society, give them a call at 530-241-1653. On Saturday, July 8th, the American Legion Post 197 will host a summer barbecue from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall, located at 1605 Yuba Street in downtown Reading. Tickets are $15 and include lunch, dessert, and one ticket drawing. The event will also have a flag retirement ceremony at 1 p.m. And just a heads up, everyone, as we round out this segment, the Reading Area Bus Authority will not operate any services on July 4th, Tuesday of this week. And as of July 1st, the Reading Area Bus Authority is offering free bus rides through September 30th. According to the Reading Area Bus Authority's Facebook page, the free bus rides are any service operated by the Reading Area Bus Authority or Shasta Connect. And for more information on this, give them a call at 530-241-2877. And I would just like to personally wish everyone a very happy and safe 4th of July.
Oh, thank you, Anne-Marie. A lot of things going on. A lot of things going on. What are you doing on 4th of July?
Well, I'm one of those people that actually stay home with my fur babies, but I do have family and friends that will be attending the Reading Freedom Festival that will be taking place on Tuesday, July 4th.
Yeah, I think we're going to be there, too. Okay, well, thank you very much, and have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, everyone. See you next Monday.
Yeah, 4th of July tomorrow, a celebration of our independence, for most people's independence, as we know. I've got a bunch of different facts about the 4th of July, and if we can get to them, we will. Today, we're going to have with us American Legion for a while, and then Enjoy the Magazine will be coming in at 8 o'clock. And we'll be talking about things that are coming up this weekend, but then with Enjoy, things that are happening all over the North State. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. It's bank, our bank. It's a local bank, locally owned, locally operated. It's rated one of, I think, in the top 6 banks, small banks. In America, I've got to go back and check that out to see what it said exactly. But it's something like that. That's how good it is. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 in Anderson. They are a sponsor for so many local organizations and events. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. We'll be right back.
To the town of Alfreel rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities employees of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Anderson Explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Events Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, a locally owned, locally operated business to a guy that can fix any windshield. With a little chip that cracks over 2 feet in length, he guarantees his work for the life of your windshield. You fixed a crack on my windshield 15 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's how good work this man does, Jeff Wurst. So head on down to 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call for an appointment at 530-241-8373 for a free inspection and analysis. What can you do? You know, how bad is it? All of this. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated. Okay, Ready Rancheria has teamed up with a company out of Austin, Texas, and it's their mission is to produce green hydrogen fuel. I think they mean environmentally friendly hydrogen fuel, since I don't think they mean they're going to be making green fuel. That's going to service trucks up and down the Interstate 5. The Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation recently received a $500,000 grant from the California Department of Conservation to help develop the plant, which will be built on 14 acres on Kimball Road in Red Bluff. The H2 Energy Group founder and chairman, Christopher Hedrick, said, They're based in Austin. This is their first plant. They're doing it in Red Bluff because Red Bluff really wanted them there. He said, hey, Redding really wanted us here, too. It would just seem like a better fit for them down there. But he said that the working with the Rancheria has already been outstanding. They really wanted us there and really wanted to work with the Redding Rancheria. And more often than not, that should be the deciding factor, Hedrick said, of Red Bluff. And most of the hydrogen today, and this is my favorite part, is derived from natural gas or coal. So you've got to have natural gas or coal.
Clean energy.
Yeah, clean energy. And they use kind of an electrolysis system, which pulls it all out so they don't require any carbon sequestration. I'm sure that I'm pronouncing that wrong, of course. Okay. The thing about this is that it's going to employ about, 25 people, 18,000 square feet. And they said really the only place you could start this is in California because we're the only ones with the really weird, push to destroy our economy. But I'm glad they're building it here. I'm glad Redding Rancheria has got a piece of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. More things that are going on in our community. I need to talk about the super moon. Have you heard about this?
No. What is that?
It's going to be super moon tonight.
Ooh.
The moon returns slightly smaller but still impressive on July 4th. But this moon is the second brightest object in the Earth's skies after the sun. But its close proximity this week makes it look brighter than usual. And what makes the full moon super? And it's when the moon is simultaneously full and at its closest proximity to Earth. And it's an elliptical orbit. It's perigee. At that point, the moon is an average of 226,000 miles from Earth. So there. So tonight is going to be the supermoon. So when you go out tonight, you can...
I'll bring my telescope.
Yeah, bring your telescope.
You ever looked at the moon through a telescope?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool. I was surprised to see the In-N-Out burger. But, Terry, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to read something very quickly. Take me about a minute and a half, if that's okay.
It depends on what it is.
I think it's something you'll like. I think it's something that you fought for.
Okay.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. I think the 4th of July is something we need to remember more than the superficial things. And if we don't use the Declaration of Independence and we don't use the Constitution, they're just pieces of paper.
Absolutely. And these pieces of paper, quote, I know you don't believe that.
Well, yeah.
The Constitution and our Bill of Rights can be taken away in one generation. So the point is that these are not living documents. They can't be changed just on the whims and ideas as time passes. These grant, and you can say, the founders were slave owners. But look at what was written and what is said in that.
Yes, sir.
That all men are created equal.
Yes,
that
sir.
We have the right to gather. We have the right of freedom of religion. We have the freedom of speech. We have the freedom to own firearms. I mean, people need to, you know, yeah, we talk about fireworks as a way to remember the 4th of July, but really, what does it stand for?
The idea of noncompliance is not the real idea. You don't submit to tyranny. You don't comply maybe with a rule, but you don't submit to tyranny. But there's two words in there, Carl. First of all, the Constitution around us, it's self-evident. That's a beautiful word, self-evident, meaning that in itself, it needs no proof. And also, you'll notice that Jefferson put in there, among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's more rights. The rights come from God. They're unalienable. And if God gives us our rights, only God can take them away. Man can't. The real question is, and the elephant in the room is, how hard are you willing to fight? How much are you willing to sacrifice? And how strong will you stand to have and support these God-given rights? Remember, we don't have constitutional rights. We have God-given rights. The Constitution protects those God-given rights.
Okay. You're absolutely right. Okay. You know, and it is. It's something to think about in between the hot dogs and the fireworks. Thanks, Terry.
All righty.
All right. Hey, some of the things that have happened, you know, speaking of our Constitution and the way our country is set up, the Supreme Court made some pretty far-reaching conclusions and rulings. One is it strikes down the Biden plan to forgive student loan debt. Now, here's the thing on that. I read the article. They had all these people saying how it was going to hurt them. Oh, gosh, you know, I was going to be able to buy a house, and, oh, I was going to be able to. It goes back to when you signed up for a loan, it signed up to pay for it, right? I mean, here's Liam. He's in there
I am nodding my head.
You're agreeing with this. And so what they want is for people that don't go to college, and Liam hasn't gone to college yet, they want Liam to pay for it with his taxes. They want our mechanics who didn't go to college, maybe went to trade school. They want people who went to college and paid for it already to pay for it. The whole article did not have one other side that said, well, you know, I paid mine. Why can't they pay theirs?
The problem is the solution isn't paying people's loans for them. It's finding a way to make college affordable. Because education shouldn't be that expensive.
It shouldn't be.
But that's how it is.
When the government, there used to be student loans were a lot less until the government guaranteed them. Mm. When the government stepped in, the cost of education went sky high.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, the government's going to guarantee this. The other thing, they said the web designer may deny services for same-sex weddings. And this, of course, means is that all the, there's quite a few LGBT, you know, plus all the rest of them said that, oh, this is going to lead to oppression, that blacks will not be able to get homes and all this. But if you, in the seventh paragraph of this whole article, which was condemning it, it told exactly what was in this ruling. It was a very narrow ruling. It had to do with a person's intellectual property. They think it up, and it's not out there for the general public. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But they didn't put that into the seventh paragraph. And here was a web designer was being the state of Colorado went after her because she refused to do a same-sex wedding website because she says, totally against my religion. And so she fought it under under the First Amendment and won. So, and there's more coming from the court, but those were two real big ones. And they use, and it's funny, is that Justice Roberts used Nancy Pelosi's words in his decision when he wrote it out. He says, as Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi said, the president cannot make this decision. This big a decision, it has to come through Congress, and which is what they ruled, because it was such a huge, huge decision concerning the economic future of America. which I thought was kind of cute, using Nancy's words against her. What else? Okay. Did you know when was the Declaration of Independence signed?
I don't know.
Well,
1780.
No, I'm talking about the day. You know, most people think, well, it's July 4th. No, it was signed on July 2nd. Hmm. However, and John Adams wanted it to be celebrated on July 2nd, but they agreed it was going to be July 4th when they decided to do it. And President Taylor became ill and died in 1850 after eating spoiled fruit following 4th of July speeches. They say it was spoiled fruit. It could have just been bad speeches. Massachusetts became the first state to declare the 4th of July official state holiday in 1781. Liberty Bell in Philadelphia is tapped 13 times every July 4th in honor of the original 13 colonies. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826. Let me see. Americans spend more than $1 billion on fireworks annually. The Star Spangled Banner became the United States National Anthem in 1931. And Bristol, Rhode Island was home of the first 4th of July parade in 1785. And Coney Island hosts the famous televised hot dog eating contest every day. Have you ever watched that?
No.
When they have it on, they'll have it on the news or something. Where this guy, Joey Chestnut, stuffed 76 hot dogs down his throat in 10 minutes. Think about that. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Jesus. Does he even chew them?
No. The way they do it is...
Just swallow them whole?
No, they take the bread and they soak it in water.
Oh, hell yeah.
Stuff it in there and then they...
That's disgusting.
It is. Linda won't watch it. Philippines also celebrate their independence on July 4th. Now, this is something that you would appreciate. George Washington celebrated the July 4th holiday by giving his soldiers a double ration of rum.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. And let me see. Edward Rutledge was the youngest person to sign the Declaration of Independence at 26 years of age, and Benjamin Franklin was the oldest at 70 years. There were 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. John Hancock was the first. He wrote real big so the King of England could read it without his glasses. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back with our American Legions guest.
Well, it's all right.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Anderson Explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBod. Linda's under the weather here today. She'll be back with us Wednesday probably. Let me see. Who do I have here? Oh, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Not only is it the full-service jewelry store, it has the only watch repairman in all of Northern California right here at Four Winds Jewelry. This is where Linda hangs out. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So I'm here with Jess from, American Legion Post 197.
Hi, Carl.
Hi. How you doing, buddy?
Hanging in for an old guy, man.
And... oh, we just got some tickets for Sound of Music that just came in from Shasta College. And they've already had two of them been siphoned off by my production staff. As well you should. Okay. Now, before we get into why you were here, you all had an event last Saturday.
Yes, a week ago.
Or a week ago. Okay.
A week ago. It was on the 24th.
And tell people about this.
Well, I belong to the Lake Almanor Fishermen's Association, and I help, establish a list of veterans in the Redding area along with Dean Barker. And we give that list to the Almanor Fishermen's Association, who puts on a Veteran Fishing Day. And the last Saturday in June, it will be forever.
Forever.
Forever. As long as they have the event, it'll be the last Saturday.
Oh, I got it. Okay, I got it.
So, we had 120 veterans at the event. All of them were taken out on boats and they fished the day. And then we had a really nice barbecue afterwards in which we celebrated the birthday of one of our veterans. He's a World War II veteran, turned 100 years old.
And he was out there fishing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he went fishing or not.
But he was there.
He was there, and everybody got to sing happy birthday to him, and we gave him a big cake, and everybody had a great time.
So how does this thing work? Is this for any veteran?
Yeah, any veteran can sign up. We're limited by the amount of boats and captains.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that.
And this is lake fishing.
Yes.
Okay. Does it cost the veterans anything?
No, not a thing. Other than their transportation up or lodging for the night before.
Okay. At Almador. What time does it start?
Depends on the captain. There was guys starting at 5 in the morning and there was guys starting at 7.
Okay.
So it just depends on the captain when he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
My captain took me out. It was 6 a.m.
So how'd you do?
I got one 18-inch fish. My my other fishing partner, he didn't catch anything, but Kenny Martinez, one of our veterans in mm-hmm. Project Healing Waters, he got a 24-inch brown.
Wow.
So
you get to keep these?
You can. they leave that up to the veteran.
Oh, okay. All right. Because a lot of places are just catch and release.
Yeah.
I caught a beautiful steelhead in the Trinity one time, but that was a catch and release. That was a catch and release.
The fish of a thousand casts is what they call that.
Yeah, I was lucky. And the guide was all excited about the size and the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And he said, well, this is a wild one, too, so well, just drop it back in
the
water.
When I was a young man, you could go on the Trinity and catch them 12 to 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Can't and not have a problem with it. Back in the 70s and 80s, there was thousands of fish come up that river.
Yeah.
And now you're lucky to have 400.
You're lucky. And then, yeah, we are. We're lucky you got that many coming up.
Yeah.
Life changes, Jess.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Okay. Now, you're getting ready to have a barbecue.
Yes. American Legion's putting on a barbecue next Saturday.
That's
July 8th.
This Saturday, this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday. And we're having tickets on sale now. They can call me at 223-2169, or they can call, well, I don't have Jim's phone number in front of me. But
so 530-223-2169, and you can get your tickets. Can you get your tickets online?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, we will have them on at the door.
Okay.
You can buy tickets
at the door. Tickets at the door, but
$15 because of current food costs. You know, you have to cover your food costs.
Okay, and that includes what? Tri-tip, chicken. What?
Well, they're going to have tri-tip and chicken, and you know, the full like coleslaw and beans and a drink.
Okay, and that's for $15. And where's the money go?
It goes to our VA&R program, which is a Veteran Assistance and Rehabilitation program we have. Like if a veteran needed assistance with his house payment for a month or needed to travel down to Mather or one of the other hospitals, we make sure he gets there. We use it strictly for the veteran's benefit.
Okay.
And we have, right now, we are the first in the nation to start a mobile assistance unit for our veterans who are evacuated from fires.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that.
And we will use some of the money for our burn victims.
In fact, I think we talked about that the other day with another group that came through here, that this mobile facility is going to be there so they can provide health and comfort items,
right?
You know, blankets.
Whatever is temporarily needed at the evacuation shelters is, we're there to help the veteran. And it takes money to do this. And we try to raise money all year.
Mm-hmm.
But with the economy like it's been, people are afraid to get let loose of a nickel.
Well, 40% of the people in California are thinking about moving away.
They like
California, but it's become so expensive and all the things to it.
I will give you my grandkids are leaving for Missouri because of the school system in California.
Wow. That's just another, you know. We know people. I mean, everybody knows people. You, Liam, do you know anybody that's left?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you're younger, but do you know anybody that's left?
Yeah, I mean, not people my age, but
yeah.
I also know a lot of people. Well, I know a lot of people my age who aren't moving back because they can't afford it college.
Are not coming back.
No.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect?
Well, that's even worse that they're, you know, the young ones are not even going to come back here. Yeah.
What do you expect when the University of California Regent makes $600,000 a year plus all the perks in the house and everything else that go with it?
$600,000?
Yeah, roughly.
I might have to look that one up.
I know she makes $400,000 in salary, and then she has all these other perks.
Yeah. Wow. And that's one of the reasons we're having problems raising money.
So, right.
But this weekend, on July 8th at the Veterans Hall right downtown on Yuba Street.
And we will have a drive-through pickup.
A drive-through pickup. You can come in and get it. Can you eat in there?
Yeah.
You can eat in there, too, because they'll have tables set up. $15 for a full meal, including drink. If you need more information, give Jess a call at 530-223-2169. Tickets are going to be available at the door also. So yes. You've got a, it's going to go from 9 to 2.
Exactly, yes.
All right. So that's going to be this Saturday, and it's a way of helping support the veterans' causes here in,
absolutely,
in Shasta County.
One more thing, you sure. know, I want to talk to the veterans a little bit, that if they don't belong to a veteran service organization like American Legion, VFW, AMVETS, or one of the other service organizations, they're shooting themselves in the foot, because that's how we get our voices to Congress and California, is through these service organizations. If you don't belong to one, you can't help us with your voice, and we need voices.
They need more people up there, because I get things from MOAA, I get things from American Legion, all this about benefits that we've had, that veterans have had for decades, are being starting to get chipped away at.
Right.
And, oh, gee, you know, that was...
That was then, and it's
and
now.
And this is now, right.
Yeah.
I meant it when I said it.
Yeah, well, these...
Well, that's what it is. Oh, I meant it when I said it. But, you know, yeah. Things change, and, hey, you guys, you're dying off anyway.
Well, I'll give you an example of what we're trying to fight, is that our current governor has like $11 million set aside for our VSO offices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's divided up for 54 counties based on how many claims they process in the office.
Yeah.
It doesn't leave Shasta County, because Los Angeles and San Diego counties are and the Bay Area and Sacramento are much bigger. Shasta County, it doesn't hardly get anything for their VSO through that.
Even though that if you looked at it on a percentage basis, it'd be a lot higher.
Well, if you
number of people in the county, number of people, the veterans in the county, number of people they help,
right,
the amount of money they bring in, they'd be probably in the top five if you looked at it purely on a percentage-wise.
But that's not what happened.
No, of course not. Because...
And he spends more money on health care for other individuals than he does for the veteran.
And we're talking about Gavin Newsom.
Yes.
Oh, we're talking the Democrat Party.
Yes.
Okay.
And... I'm not supposed to talk politics being in uniform, but still.
You took your hat off.
But still, it's not fair to the veteran of what they're doing, so they can cover people that aren't working.
Yeah.
And don't want to work.
Well, one of the ways you can help is to go down to the barbecue. It's going to be July 8th, this Saturday. At the Veterans Hall, one right on Yuba Street from 9 to 2. It's $15 for a full meal, including drink. You can either buy tickets at the door or buy tickets early, and you can do that by calling Jess at 530-223-2169. You can dine in, or they have a drive-through.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks, Carl.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Anderson explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 3rd of July, 7:51 in the morning, and on the line, Rick Bassetti. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Carl. How are you and Linda doing today?
Oh, well, Linda's under the weather a little bit, but I am just plugging along.
Oh, very good, very good.
Anyway.
Well, we're getting ready for tomorrow.
Oh, now, I am so excited about tomorrow. Well, being the 4th of July, you know.
Yeah.
But what happens out there at your place, that's even greater.
Well, it continues to grow, Carl. This will be, I think, the 10th year that we've done the come out onto the field after the game fireworks. And it's not our fireworks, but over the left field wall, and you've been there, you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Over the left field wall is where the fireworks display over at Turtle Bay goes up, and totally viewable. We pump in the simulcast onto our sound system. We'll have two security guards there watching the gates for us. The kids run crazy in the outfield. They run around the bases. You know, they're doing all that kind of stuff. We'll leave our snack bar open until about 9:30. Fireworks usually start at 10. The game starts at 6 so that we can be finished before, you know, the 10 o'clock. And there'll be ample time for people after the game. They'll get stamped on their hand because you must have a ticket to get in to watch the fireworks there.
Okay.
And,
so they go to the game and then stay around until then?
Yeah, what you'll do is we actually have people that come in the 8th inning, you know, that just want to watch the fireworks there. So after the game, you'll give us about 20, 30 minutes for my players to get the field cleaned up. You know, we got to do the field prep stuff. And then we'll empty a bunch of the garbage cans, make room for new garbage. And then we let the people come back in, and the people know now to bring their lawn chairs, blankets, and then they go out and find a great spot on the outfield grass. It'll be freshly mowed. And they'll sit there, and when that first missile goes up, at 10 o'clock, we turn off the lights at the ballpark.
Ooh.
So you're sitting in the dark in the outfield grass, watching the fireworks in left field, and it's like Americana all over. And if you've ever watched the movie Sandlot, you know, they have that 4th of July scene.
Uh-huh.
But ours is like supercharged, you know, because you'll have, last year I think there was 900 people on the outfield grass.
Well, then there should be.
When it's over.
Yeah.
You just go out, get in your car, and go home. You're not caught in the traffic. You can go east, west, north, you know.
That is the best part.
The traffic patterns there where you can just get home.
Yeah, see, that's the best part. Plus, you got security there. You can watch it. You can, after it's over, just walk back out and no lines, nothing to get out.
Yeah, you want some popcorn, you want some ice cream. We'll leave the snack bar stuff open. And the adult beverages will be open until about a half hour before the show, till 9:30.
Okay, great.
And so, you know, it's just a really great, good feel. You've been there.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it is super. And you sit there. You can either sit in the stands or you can go out on the grass, which is better. And,
exactly.
And like Rick says, bring yourself, bring a chair, bring a blankie, whatever it is, and just sit out there because you have a great view of the fireworks.
Yeah. It really is. We'll have music playing, you know, up to the moment then when the fireworks start. So there's a little bit of entertainment. You know, just a little. We'll play some old, you know, music that everyone can relate to, and then when the rocket goes up, though, then we pump in the music from the show, and it's just really dynamic. And you know, there's not many places you can go and comfortably watch or without illegally trespassing, you know, stuff like that. But like I said, I think there's a group I talked to you yesterday of about 20 people who say, you know, we're not really baseball fans, but we've heard what a great experience this is down there. What would be our best avenue? And I said, just show up about 9 o'clock then. The game should be over by then. Buy tickets to get in. We'll leave the admissions open until about 9:30. Buy tickets to get in and then go find yourself a spot out on the field. And they go, really, we can do that too? I said, yeah, you have to buy a ticket to get in to watch the fireworks.
And it's worth it. It's worth the price of admission.
Yeah. You know, seniors are, $4, I think.
Yeah. I think you have seniors and
veterans.
$6
general admission and $4 for seniors.
Oh, no. We were there the other day, Linda and I were, and we just had a great time. And, it was, you know, people were, it's so hot. Well, it's not that hot. Once the sun goes down, and that's when the game starts, and you get the breeze. It's very manageable.
Well,
sure.
You know how Tiger is. At about 7:15, all the seating area, the bleacher area, is all in shade.
Yeah.
And so even if it's 100 degrees, everyone who's lived in Reading and been in Reading, 100 degrees with a T-shirt, shorts, flip-flops, and an ice cream in your hand, you're okay.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah. It's doable, you know. So, but if you want to experience Americana, you know, 4th of July, fireworks, a baseball game, ice cream, or maybe an adult beverage. You know, this is our 100th anniversary at Tiger Field.
Yeah.
And our 20th anniversary for the Colt 45. So
20 years.
Everything what we're doing here, we're dealing locally with people, you know, our local businesses. Our hamburger sales have been off the charts this year. We started working with C.J. LaForte over at R&R Meats.
Oh, yeah.
And
Great guy.
Oh, yeah. And someone told me they mixed in some Wagyu fat into their burgers and stuff. Boy, they do smell different. I mean, when their guys start cooking our burgers, I notice something. You know?
I had one the other night. It was great.
Yeah. So, you know, that's doing it, – it's all the same. And then we still have those great, you know, quarter-pound big hot dogs, you know, for people. And so we're still affordable. And, you know, it hasn't – we haven't had shrinkflation anyway.
Okay, everybody, that's tomorrow night. I'm going to give away a couple of tickets to the game, but it's also good for the fireworks. And
yeah,
I'll do that.
It's going to open at 5 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And people should know this, too, you know, because you understand how our tickets work. They are not date specific. If somebody has given you tickets, an employer, a friend, or a business is giving you tickets to a Colt 45 game, they're not date specific.
That's right.
So you can bring those tickets down and get into the ball game. And we're going to open up another gate up the first baseline there. It's a man gate.
Uh-huh.
And if you already have your tickets, you don't have to wait in the line to buy tickets.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so
that's
you can just come in through that man gate down there, and we'll have that. We'll have somebody sitting there taking those tickets.
Okay.
If you already have tickets, go up the first baseline, you'll see the gate, and go ahead and come on in. And the gates will open at 5 o'clock. And it's, you know, like I said, last year it was 1,200 people, I think, for the game, standing room only. 900 people stayed and watched it on the field.
It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be wonderful. Thank you so much for some coverage on this, too, Carl. We really appreciate what KCNR does for us.
Hey, we talk about.
Great job. Ethan does a great job carrying the game.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler. People interested in everything.
Yeah, Tyler back here in the studios. Okay, Rick, well, have a great evening. Probably see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Have a great day.
You bet.
Happy
take care.
Fourth.
Thank you. You too. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, I'm going to give away some tickets for the Colt 45s. You can watch the 4th of July fireworks too. We'll be right back after the news with Enjoy the Magazine.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Russian President Putin may have been shunned by the West following his invasion of Ukraine, but he still has his allies. And they'll soon be holding talks.
Leaders will convene virtually for a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, a security grouping founded by Russia and China to counter Western alliances from East Asia to the Indian Ocean. Senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, Tanvi Madan, believes the summit is essential for Moscow. For Putin personally, the summit presents an opportunity to show he's in control after a short-lived insurrection by Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin. None of the member countries has condemned Russia in UN resolutions, choosing instead to abstain. I'm Karen Chamas.
Treasury Secretary Yellen packing her bags, preparing to head to China. She'll arrive Thursday for a 3-day visit, following up on Secretary of State Blinken's recent trip aimed at improving U.S.-China relations. It's as hot as a 4th of July firecracker in some spots. Excessive heat warnings posted today across a wide swath of the U.S.
On Sunday, Phoenix, Arizona, and surrounding communities flirted with a high of 115 degrees. And the National Weather Service is forecasting 116 degrees today. That's just 2 degrees off the record high for that date set in 1907. Then, temperatures are expected to drop a few degrees for the next 3 days. In Nevada, the first excessive heat warning of the summer continues through this evening for the Las Vegas metro area. The high in central Las Vegas on Sunday was near 112 degrees, with 113 degrees predicted for today. I'm Donna Water.
The manhunt continues in Baltimore. Police searching for suspects in yesterday's deadly early morning shooting at a South Baltimore block party. On Wall Street, the Dow down 20 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This July 4th, from Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Starring Jim Caviezel, the actor renowned for his unforgettable portrayal of Jesus in The Passion, and Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino. Inspired by remarkable acts of bravery, Sound of Freedom unveils the breathtaking true events of a dangerous mission to save young innocent lives. Sound of Freedom. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Go to angel.com/freedom for tickets. Only in theaters July 4th.
You may have heard some talk about the ERC. That's the Employee Retention Credit. It's a federal program that provides small business up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds. One call to Careful Accounting at 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit and possibly for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Call 800-315-8175 now.
They may be gone from Hong Kong, but they're certainly not forgotten, especially by the Chinese-backed authorities there.
Several of these activists have previously been sought in connection with other crimes, but this is the first time that the territory's National Security Police has confirmed that they are offering financial rewards for their capture. The individuals are wanted for allegedly advocating sanctions against the Hong Kong government. They are also accused of threatening Hong Kong officials. Police Chief Superintendent Lee Kwai Wah said his officers could only arrest them if they ever returned to Hong Kong.
And that's the BBC's Martin Yip. Israel has used drones to strike targets in a terrorist stronghold in the West Bank, deployed hundreds of troops in the area. Today's incursion resembled the wide-scale military operations carried out during the second Palestinian uprising 2 decades ago. Townhall.com. Well, despite the naysayers and the torrential rains, NASCAR pulled it off.
NASCAR made history Sunday as its field of cars raced through downtown Chicago in the sport's first ever street course race. And when the checkered flag fell, it was first-time Cup Series driver Shane Van Gisbergen of New Zealand who took home the win.
It's obviously one of the most special victories I've ever had.
Van Gisbergen was picked up by Trackhouse Racing specifically for the Chicago street course, and now he is in the history books for getting his first win in his first Cup Series start.
It was tough. Qualifying yesterday was intense, and the racing, the battles were, they were really fun.
He battled back and forth with Justin Haley, but Haley couldn't hold on to the lead and would finish second.
Shane was better. I mean, he had 16 or something lap better tires. Just a world-class racer. He was very calculated, very precise.
Chase Elliott finished third. Jerry Jordan, Chicago, Illinois.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather this morning, but I'm, you know, when I say that, see, it's about 8 o'clock. She may have pulled herself out of bed to go out and see the horse.
Mm-hmm.
The horse needs a supplement that mm-hmm. she gets every day, and whoever gets out there feeds her and takes her out. And
when you say get out, she's got to get up, get in a vehicle, and go.
Yeah,
not
it's not
backyard.
Like
backyard.
Yeah, it's not like it's in the bed, though we'd like to. You know, if we have short-term rentals, why can't I have a stable?
Right.
There, right?
Yeah.
If there's a short-term rental, that's okay. Well, then my business is a stable. I'm going to bring two or three horses in and a donkey and some goats.
Oh, donkeys are awesome.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll use the donkeys to chase the cats away, mm-hmm. the cats and the dogs away in the neighborhood. And then the donkey will be trotting down the street holding a dog's, you know, in mm-hmm. its, you know, in its mouth, walking around with it. You know, it's
perfect. I love it.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Today is the 3rd of July.
You say she's under the weather. That must mean she's under 1,000 degrees.
Under 1,000 degrees. Today, of course, is the July 3rd. Tomorrow, July 4th. We will be on vacation. I should say most of us will be on vacation tomorrow. Our guys doing the baseball game will be in here, Tyler and Ethan. It's 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Liam is my man.
Good morning. Here.
I shouldn't say it like that because, oh, he's my man. No, Liam is my partner here in
beautiful relationship.
It is. You know what? I would have Liam. Even after all this time I've known him and I've worked through his I know Liam and I
his
would,
youngness.
His youngness. I would not mind Liam dating my granddaughter. That's how much I think
it's
of
not
him.
The first time he's told me that.
No. And it's true. And the fact is that she does have a black belt in Mongtu. So she could break your arm. But no, that has nothing to do with it. You're just a
Liam good, would like it.
Good young man. I mean, he fights bears on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
We'll have him tell that story someday.
I will.
Okay. So what's the weather look like, buddy?
It's hot. It's 100. It's
okay,
crotch pot.
Thank you very much. And the weather is brought to you.
No, it's going to be 105 today. We got a low of 72 tonight. 106 tomorrow. It's going to cool off a little bit Thursday and Friday. We're going to be in the mid to high 90s and not the hundreds. But
And you know what? It's sad when you say in the mid 90s and you're thinking, oh, it's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go and cut the grass.
Well, I was so excited because we've had like these 85,
oh, no, it's been 8 nuts.
Degree days. And I was like, heck yeah, we're going to have like this really nice, cool 4th of July.
That's what I was thinking,
I was
too.
So excited, but unfortunately not.
So not.
Nope.
Yep.
Has anybody heard? So I live over by Sequoia School, mm-hmm. and you know Sequoia is redoing mm-hmm. their track, and so that is a big place for people that come to watch the fireworks.
They, oh, that's true.
Like,
oh,
wow,
that's a good point.
Hundreds of people go out on the lawn
that
around the track,
yeah.
But it doesn't look like it's accessible this 4th. It's going to throw a lot of people off.
Well, from our house, we can see them,
yeah,
with no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Except I haven't trimmed the
tree.
The trees. We could still be able to see them if we were in there. Well, they're going to, of course, have a great spot is right there at Tiger Field.
Oh, true.
And I've given away four tickets, a family pack
of
tickets.
Oh, there's a game that night.
And what you do is after the game, you don't even have to go to the game if you don't want to. Show up at 9 o'clock, and you can go out in the field.
Actually, that's one of my favorite things is I can hear the baseball game going on from my house. So
isn't
I can
cool?
hear anything going on at the Civic and anything going on at Tiger Field. And it's really just a kind of a comforting thing when you're at home and I'm in the backyard and tending to either my bees, my garden, my chickens, whatever, right? And you can hear them. You can hear the crowds yelling and screaming at the rodeo, and it's a lot of fun.
It's kind of cool. I mean, we can hear the rodeo. We can hear down there at the in one of your articles you have on the Thursdays or where the food trucks are.
We can
hear the music there, and at 10 o'clock it's off. We can hear a lot of that stuff going too. But anyway, I've got a 4-pack of tickets to the Colt 45s games. It's good for any game. But if you wanted to use them for tomorrow night, you can go down there, watch the game, get there a little bit later, watch the fireworks. They've got security all around the area, and then walk back to your car and go home. You don't get caught down there. So 4 tickets to the first caller, and guess what? I'm going to throw in $10 of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Wow, how fun.
Nice.
Also, yeah.
It's like a game show.
It is. I would have added the Sound of Music, but I'm saving that for later.
Yeah. Let me go slip into my
605-4567.
I'm
going to
go slip into my Vanna costume.
You know, Linda asked me about that. Well, wait a minute. First of all, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, local. We run company out of Anderson, a family-owned company, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and plus many more plans they have down there. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. But it's just like a home week when you all show up.
Well, Rhonda actually has a really cool thing. So one of our employees, Catherine Hunt, also works for the City of Reading as a graphic designer. So we share her. She won some type of an award for employee appreciation.
Employee of the Month?
Yeah, she got a pass, so she gets 2 parking spaces front and center over at the Civic Auditorium that are reserved. Dinner, she gets all kinds
backstage
of things.
Backstage pass to go see the pyrotechnic area.
Oh, you're talking about for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big
deal. And she invited me to go.
Yeah.
Whoa. So Daryl and I are going.
I know, isn't that cool?
And Daryl used to shoot fireworks off the Diesel Horse Bridge. Many, many, many years ago.
I remember when that's where
his hair's grown back, probably.
Yeah.
all his eyebrows, and you don't have a beard when you shoot.
Right.
I forgot where the launch pad used to be on the bridge. Where is it now? Yeah. So is it behind the Civic?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's right behind the Civic. In fact, if you're looking at the Civic, it's right there, and it's all cordoned off because everything's done by computers.
Mm-hmm.
And is just shot after shot after shot. Would they say 1,700?
Yeah.
Something like that. I have set off very good sized fireworks with my friend Mike Michalak up at his place, except we have them nailed down on all the launchers on a 4x6 piece of plywood out in the snow.
Mm.
And
Doing
then
fun.
We go from spot to spot to light them. Why we are still alive, I have no idea.
Fireworks are incredible. And you know what? I have to say, as long as I can remember being in Reading, which has been a long time, the city has done an amazing job.
Oh, my gosh, since I've lived here.
Their show is awesome for a city our size. Yeah. Not even for our size, just in general. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, we've always, because of Linda's dad's birthday, is Wednesday, July 5th, it'll be 92. So we went down this weekend, but we usually end up down there, on 4th of July, because everybody gets together, the kids. But this year we celebrated it early, so we're going to be back here and going for it.
Very cool.
Yep. It's going to be, it is. It's huge. And and I don't even know how much, if it's the McConnell Foundation pays for it in the city, I think they share it.
My apologies if I didn't know the McConnells were involved. So.
Well,
yeah,
the McConnell Foundation
is
the one that started
it. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well.
I don't know if somewhere along the line maybe they share the cost of it or whatever, but you get a lot of people down there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What, I mean, do they estimate how many people watch? I mean, from just all around, it's got to be half the city.
Oh, it's got to be. How can you miss it?
Yeah, right.
And I didn't know about Sequoia, so there's probably several hundred there.
Oh, easily.
You had 900 out there at Tiger Field.
Yep.
Right. You know, out there on the field there, mm-hmm. and then right underneath it. It's got to be several, I don't know, 5, 6,000, 7,000 people there?
Easily.
Easily.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And then there are people all along the bluffs. I mean, they're like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like they come out everywhere.
Ted and Lisa usually have, you know, a whole bunch of people up there because they're up there on the bluffs.
Yeah.
So they can see it. Yeah.
The streets all get just totally taken over.
That'd be, you know, what I used to take my boat out in San Diego Harbor
mm.
when they'd shoot the fireworks because they have three
yeah.
separate barges.
Barges, yeah.
So, you know, people would bring their boats out, and we'd have a 4th of July viewing party.
I grew up partially in the Santa Barbara, and they'd do that, too. They'd launch from a barge yeah. at the ocean. And what was super yeah. cool when I was a kid is they would all day long, you know, the beaches would be flooded with people. But people used to dig pits into the sand, so like big pits, like so you know 20-30 people could be down in a pit, and you would angle the wall so that you could lay on your back to watch up, and you'd. But they would fire off all day long, single shots, and they were not a firework that would explode, but it would shoot up and go really up high, and then they would come down. Some would come with a little parachute. Some would come just with, like, capsules, but they were gifts inside of them. And so people would
wow.
swim out into the ocean to collect them as they fell down. But they had, like, lots of money and all kinds of things in them.
Two or three drownings.
yeah.
I lived on a beach in San Diego, and on July 4th or July 5th, I'd run down the beach. I'd run down the beach every day. But on July 5th, you would be surprised at the things you find down there.
Oh, gosh.
Full-blown barbecues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Just left. Coolers left. I mean, you know,
people.
Good ones. Chairs.
Lazy.
I mean,
too lazy to carry them off.
There was probably people that there was left down there that night. But
nobody knew.
And, I mean, you'd be running down and go and think, oh, I could use a cooler. Or I could use, well, look, I'm not going to drag a barbecue with me. Mm-hmm. It'd be all along the beach because people would be there until it was over. And they were all partying.
Which is fun
all
and cool.
Day long.
Yeah.
But
big
sad.
Fires going.
But sad, too.
Yeah, but sad.
Leave just left that
all.
Kind of thing.
Well, I tell you what, the bulldozers were on the beach already. Mm. And this would be like 7 in the morning.
Dragging.
Already on the beach picking this stuff up. Trucks coming by and they're just throwing that stuff
wow.
in the back.
That's amazing.
Well, maybe that's why they left them, because they were like, oh, well, somebody's coming in picking it all up anyway. So
hey, what happened to our barbecue? Well, I thought you had it, Jack. What happened to Susie? Well, I thought you had her, Jack. Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, and they have a program called the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program, and the whole mission of this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. To see if you qualify for this, to get into this program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back. Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, it is the 3rd of July. There's all types of things. Anderson explodes tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow, the big, that's pretty big. Anderson explodes.
I was going to say, yeah, I forgot about Anderson.
That's tonight. You can have two nights in a row. And then.
And they do a great job, too.
Ooh, do they? So that's going tonight for everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the entire nation. Not only that, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And they have started a residency program there that brought in 13 new doctors.
Yeah.
I saw them at one of the Colt 45 games and showing them, you know, hey, these are some of the things you can do around here, mm-hmm. which means we have residents.
Yeah. Did we do a story on that program?
On the what?
On the program for Shasta Regional, their intern program, or whatever. I don't remember what to call.
But these are, so they're going to be working at the VA. They're going to be working at Reading Rancheria and different doctors.
I met one of the people that is here for that program. Yeah. That's why maybe I thought we had done a story, because I thought it would make a good story.
That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store. And we're going through this month's July issue. You know, this is great. Little girl, cowboy hat on, cowboy boots on the cover, and her dress, a summer dress, and eating a piece of watermelon.
I have just discovered
again that watermelon is my favorite.
Mm. Really?
But
you had a doubt for a while?
Well, you know, our peach tree.
Mm.
For 2 years.
You went to the other American fruit.
Right. It has been prolific. I mean, Linda's canning it and everything. And this year with the heavy rains, it knocked off a lot of the blossoms. So we thought we didn't have any. And then yesterday I'm walking by it and there's like 8 peaches on there. So I'm already coveting the taste of that. But no watermelon is there.
I was going to say peach, but I guess peach is all American too. I was thinking apple pie. But
well, you know, I'd really have apple pie on my birthday than a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, page 20. How do we stay cool, Rhonda?
Well, this is apropos, right?
For now. And I've done a couple of these already in the last week or so. I took my granddaughter to Waterworks Park
last week and had a blast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just different places you can go to cool off.
I love going there and getting flushed down the toilet.
Oh, we didn't do that.
Linda did.
That's my favorite ride.
She went down with the grandkids years ago, and she came back, and I know that, you know, her voice was, and the kids weren't because Linda was screaming all the way through it. And I'm loving it. She goes, it was wonderful.
So the obvious is, you know, going to Shasta Lake, and that's always just a blast.
My kids go play volleyball almost every night, if not every other night, down in Lake Redding Park at the public volleyball court.
Oh, yeah.
And then afterwards, I mean, they play late. I mean, they play late. And then a lot of them all pile in a bunch of cars and always go up to Whiskey Town Lake and then jump in the water for a few
hours.
Right
there at the beach there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
One of our most favorite memories is going out with our friends, our dinner club, out on a float boat. And being in the water, everybody got their life preservers on. And of course, you don't wear them that way. You put them, you sit in them, so you're floating.
Oh, perfect.
Out of there,
yes,
of course.
Exactly.
You know, having
do it wrong.
And it was just one of our favorite memories. It's just out there. It was so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the water was great.
Brought up Whiskey Town Lake because that was the very next on your list.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whiskey Town is so beautiful.
It is.
And then there's
a lot of access points.
Yeah. There's also some really great water parks. Enterprise Park has Fantasy Fountain.
Yeah.
And then Anderson River Park, they have a new water feature there.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
Which is very cool. And then, you know,
it's called River Splash at Anderson River Park.
And then also there's the Aquatic Center, Sun Oaks. I'm also a member of the Elks, and they have a really nice pool there. So
the Elks is one of those places that just, like, goes on and on and on.
The Elks,
I kept telling me how many times I've been there.
It's awesome.
Off throughout my life, and it's always like a tried and true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're a member of the Elks Club, then you can, and if you RV, you can stay
at all of them,
And can you imagine coming up here to Redding, and you can park your RV right next to the river?
Right next to the river,
yeah. It's got a beautiful club. It's got a great swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Awesome bar. We went, Daryl and I went.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because it is an awesome bar.
Daryl and I went for a bike ride last weekend. We rode the river trail, and then on the way back, we stopped at the Elks and stopped at the bar and had a drink and then drove up and rode home. It was really fun.
Well, I just got something in the mail, you know, these coupons, and I usually just, but I went through them this time, and one of them's for 2 one-hour trips on electric bikes from the electric bike thing here. And I hope I kept that because I'd
like
to do that.
Are those bikes that they've got around? I was under the impression they're not electric.
They are.
Those little white ones?
Uh-huh.
They are?
Yeah. Yep.
Somebody told me they were only pedal.
No.
No. Daryl and I both have electric bikes, too, and they're just
a
blast.
You've got one.
I do.
You say you ride it in
I rode it here this morning.
Yeah.
I love it because I don't ride it. I drive it.
I think that's what Daryl does, too.
I thought I was going to, you know, I'm going to get my mountain bike out and clean it up, put new tires on it. That's how long it's been. Mm-hmm. And think about just coming into work with it because it's mainly downhill and straight.
Yeah.
And on the way home, have Linda bring the truck and I'll just throw it in the back. It's, honey, it's 110. You know,
yeah, right.
I am not going to ride up the street.
That's called pulling a Buttigieg.
Oh, pulling a Buttigieg.
Remember that whole thing where he was like, they said he was supposed to ride his bike into town, whatever, and then they caught him. They dropped him off like a block away.
It's like at Sturgis where people tow their bike for 2,000 miles, and then they get the bike out and ride in.
I saw that a lot while we were out in Sturgis.
Yeah,
on the way, the big tow.
Yeah, that's why you get the patches. I rode mine, and I towed mine, but still having a great time.
Thirteen days on a motorcycle with my friends and I.
Ooh,
it was awesome.
No, it is.
I do it.
I mean,
again.
I used to do it all the time. I took Linda up there after we were married, like in 08 or 09, just so she could see.
And that bike ride alone, we experienced every form of weather you could possibly imagine. It was a million degrees through Arizona, or through Nevada's deserts, Jackson Hole. It poured on the way up, snowed the next day over the mountain coming down. I mean, we were like, it was rain, hail, snow.
We had one of those that, you know, the year before when I rode, it was perfect. Mm. Absolutely perfect weather, perfect in Sturgis. Everything was perfect. I was riding by myself, and, you know, I had, you know, a great time. Next year, went with my buddy, mm-hmm. and he said, I got a brand new toy hauler and a new truck. He said, why don't we just, hey, we're riding. And that's when we hit that weather, and it was just rained on us.
The smart thing to do was what we did is we had a chase car with a trailer that carried all of our gear but also had a mechanic stuff in it in case something broke down. And it could fit one, maybe two bikes in there if something were to happen, right? And thank God, because when we got to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, I've never seen rain like that in my life. And can you imagine 12 of us in like a 10-by-10 trailer? Just huddled in it, just to get dry.
Just the smell.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Let me tell you what. No. You're going to make me gag right here. The smell.
I know what you mean, but you're riding that bike. Uh-huh. And with us, I mean, we had our, you know, we had our bike packs, which mm-hmm. for me was just a bag, but I had all my stuff in a garbage bag inside mm-hmm. to protect it. Even that was wet.
Oh, yeah.
We got a hotel, got the last room in Deadwood, and just laid everything out trying to get it dry.
Deadwood's nice.
Deadwood's nice.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Staying cool.
Yeah. No, okay, the thing about the Anderson River Park, they've got a big bucket suspended in the sky that will randomly dump water onto people. I imagine it's set up so it doesn't hit you with like 100 pounds of water when it comes in. So
it's a nice deluge, though.
It's open every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the summer.
Yep.
Okay. We got to take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at, I'll find somebody here. NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, everything you can imagine.
I'm a big fan of tractors.
I mean, backhoes, all side-by-sides, and so much more. And they've got them small so you can use them on your property. Mm-hmm. Or you've got the large one if you've got really large things to do or professionals that need this. You do it all. They do it local. They're located in Henderson. A young couple. Owns this. So it's locally owned, locally operated. They just opened this place up in Anderson
because
they've grown so much. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. They support veterans. They support Toys for Tots. They support a lot of great.
If you have any property at all, you need something
to clean.
Well, you just need one because you end up finding things to do all day long.
We live downtown. And I really wanted to get one of these small tractors. And Linda, what are you going to do with it? And I said, I don't know. But
I want it.
I want it. And so she talked me out of it. Meanwhile, my friend wanted a big one because they own a piece of property. It's not a huge piece of property, but they can use it to plow up and all that. And his wife was fighting him every step of the way. And because she said, we've already got two tractors.
Oh.
We don't need another one. Okay, you know, this is a typical womanly look at things. We got two, we don't need three.
Yeah.
Okay, how many pairs of shoes do you have?
I was going to say, is she a Melda Marcos?
No, no.
Closet full of shoes?
She says, I can buy 1,000 pairs of shoes for which you can buy. Okay, NorCal Tractor Equipment. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of
any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie, drove my Chevy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. Today, the 3rd of July, tonight, Anderson Explodes. Tomorrow, the, what is the name of it? It's the
Freedom
Fest Celebration, right?
Like Freedom that. Festival.
Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They work by appointments only, which is what I like, because I can give them a call, and we work at a time, and I roll in there, get my hair cut, and walk out, or I can just hang around there and catch up on Car and Track and golf magazines. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-244-9478. Make your appointment, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. I've been going there for 15 years, and they've been there for 30, and I bet that place hasn't changed a bit in the whole time. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, never had a bad haircut there. I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, and we're going through the different things, places to stay cool, and we went through that.
I was looking because the next story we were going to go to, which we are, is still the truck stops here at the food truck and more at the park. But I was looking at all these small ads that were in near the section that you had of, like, getaways and stuff. And
oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is really cool. You know, best in California. This is the Mount Shasta Resort, right? And then there's a Step Back in Time, the Eaton House Museum, and then Ready for Sun, Shasta Marina. But as I was going through, there was one that popped up, and I was like, what is that? And it's called Escape to Shasta Lake with houseboats.com. And I'm looking at the – they're showing pictures – that the back of that houseboat looks like a cruise ship.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I'm like, look at how many stories it is. And it looks so modern, and the person's flying out of a slide, and then there's the Mount Shasta City KOA Holiday Campground, and then Vintage Dunsmuir Lodge Experience, and Northern California Campground Resort and Train Cars. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to do around here. It's amazing.
You know, people say there's nothing to do in
Shasta
County. I mean,
too much.
It makes me crazy when I hear that.
And I haven't been hearing it as much as I used
to.
But it's like the theater. Mm-hmm. You know, Saturday night, well, a week ago.
Yeah.
Saturday with the
encore. Oh, my
and
gosh.
Then Yvonne said it was
River.
Great.
It was so good.
I tell you what, it was, you know, considering they had 1 week.
Yes.
To do this.
Yeah.
And
the only feedback I got that was a little disappointing was Linda's performance. No.
James, you're awful. She was so, she looked so beautiful, and she did such a great job.
I know she
did. Trish Clark went on and on about Linda, and I can't, but she was.
Oh, my
she was,
goodness.
You know what? Every one of them, and the thing that she loved about it, and she's talked about it, was there were no divas there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, none. Everybody pitched in to help. There was nobody.
There was too much
said,
work to be a diva.
Oh, there was.
there was,
they worked and worked together on this. And James Santos just did a, I mean, it was almost a miraculous job with that dance number.
That dance number was incredible.
I mean, that's something you see on the stage in Vegas or something.
Yeah,
and,
it was so good.
It was. And then, but 52, 53 people of all ages there putting it together.
Yeah.
So, but. And then we have Riverfront.
Yeah. Last weekend we had our children's camp had their performance just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was adorable. And the kid, there were 12 kids, 13 kids.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter played the Velveteen Rabbit. And she was so darn cute.
So she had multiple shows?
There were three shows, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just one.
No, Friday,
so she
Saturday,
did it three
Sunday.
Times.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
my
and
gosh.
Sunday, yesterday's show was almost sold out. So it was just a full theater.
Because she's little.
Do you rent your theater out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, because it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
There. I mean, but we have theater going on here. We have concerts. I mean, you know, Scott Seaton he puts together some beautiful work as far as concerts and with the symphony.
And Axiom's doing music now, too. I mean, they have their lounge. I don't know what it's not called the lounge, but they have bands coming in, playing. They've been doing a lot of cover bands, and that's been really popular, too. Shasta College is doing
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. So.
Which, by the way, I'm going to give away one more time. I'm going to give away four tickets, a family pack, to the Colt 45s and $10 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets to the first caller, 605-4567. And you can use these tickets anytime, but tomorrow night might be a good time to use them because then you can go out afterwards and watch the fireworks. Okay, where's the next one?
Well, just to piggyback on the Colt 45s. We have the story about about the Sandlot Sound Machine Pet Band that plays at the Colt 45 games.
Yeah.
And that's new this year. And I know Elizabeth Johnson. I had no idea she was doing this, but she played in a pet band in college. And then she went to a game in Humboldt County when she was at the Kinetic Sculpture Races. And they had a pet band.
Pep band. Pep band. There's a pep band there.
Rah, rah.
Yeah,
no, they're good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
That's half the fun.
On Father's Day weekend, everybody was taking off, and Linda and I went to the baseball game, and Linda ends up singing the national anthem with a 5-minute
warning.
Warning. Oh, gosh. And she's eating a hot dog to go out there. And
because the mustard cures the throat.
Well, it was that their brass section. Yeah. Wasn't there, but it's there now, and it's just great.
Yeah. So that what a great addition.
Half the fun to me always at sports events are whatever the music or pep bands and things, you know, whatever.
The marching bands at
whatever
the college
football
game.
Whatever they have going on. Oh, yeah, definitely those so for awesome. Sure. But, I mean, even if you're at a professional game, right, and they have just the audio tracks that they go dun, 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 yep. dun, 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 yeah. that kind of stuff.
Oh, it does. And it says, it literally popped in my head that I should start a pep band experience. And it works.
Yeah.
The only thing is, they are set and ready to go. And Rick was trying to make an announcement the other day, and he gets up to the microphone, and they just take off. And so he waits to the next inning. He goes, "Stop! Just give me a minute," because they are just.
There needs to be like a light that he can switch, right? That's
right.
That lets him know that he's getting ready to speak.
And it's a great photo of him out there. No, it adds.
How fun.
You know, the Colt 45 experience you've got, you know, we broadcast all the games, and we have a great time doing it. I've got great announcers, great producers, but just watching the people out there, you see some of the same people all the time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's the kids are, you know, they're all college kids. Mm-hmm. And they're having a good time, too. Yeah.
So they play a lot.
They play a lot of games.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And they're using wooden bats, which they don't get in college. And they get to make a lot of their own decisions. That's mm-hmm. what Rick has always pushed. Instead of telling them what to do every play, they let them make a lot of those decisions, which is good. It's good for them. Okay.
So where do they get the teams that they're competing against?
Well, you got Humboldt and you got Medford.
So they just have same kind of
it's
teams.
The same thing.
Yeah, they kind of get recruited. Yeah.
Yeah.
But do the Court 45s, do they travel out or do they just always play here?
They've gone to two away games and they're in Medford.
Okay.
They went to Humboldt a few years ago. They went to Humboldt and all that. But mm-hmm. most of the time, everybody rolls through here.
Okay.
You know, they got teams from Chico. And the thing is, these teams are always changing because the kids will come in. Like, they got three players that came in late because they were playing in the College World Series. And they have others that, you know, the colleges want them back at a certain time. So. But no, this is, they get a lot of game time.
Sure.
And we have people that listen to this from Washington State and Utah and Minnesota.
Those
so they can
die
hear
hard,
their kids.
Die
no,
hard.
They can hear their kids play or the grandkids.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Okay.
We have a great story here on the
right
the
after
park.
This break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
No worries.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical payment, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Isn't that your jam?
It's my jam. That's my jam song. You know, every one of the producers knows. I had a new producer on the other day. He played it. He played it, and I said, no, we play this at when we go out at that last break. So he played it at the last break for the 7 o'clock, you know.
How did he do? Because
he did really good.
Is that the guy that you were training the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seemed like he was going to do
that. Tyler is he took over the baseball side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we could actually get him off one day a week. But then he's taken over that, and now he's stepping into so we can do a production, producers, Liam's job. So now we have 3-4 that we need, because believe it or not, we ran out of them one night. We just ran out of all the producers. They were just, one was sick, and Tyler didn't know how to, Tyler was gone, and Liam, we let Liam off, because he'd been working like 5 nights in a row. Anyway, okay, tonight we're going to join the game in progress. We're going to still have our show Ask Al from 6 to 7, and then at 7 o'clock we'll join the game in progress.
Cool.
And then, tomorrow night.
Everything tomorrow is going to be a rerun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, tomorrow we're shut down. We are celebrating our Day of Independence. So I give everybody the day off, of course. Not that they need my permission, because they usually, you know, they take days off they want, but except for baseball.
Is it a national holiday?
Well, it's a national holiday, but we work another national holidays too. So anyway, I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy. You know what? We just love this magazine. We love your store, and you've got other stores. Where are the other stores?
There's one in Red Bluff on Main Street, 615 Main Street, and that place is rocking right now. I mean, they've got live music, and they've really, really blossomed with their food. So they're doing lots of food, and then of course, you know, Cedar Crest is in the center of the store. One other thing, thanks, Rhonda, I appreciate that. We are back with Movies in the Park. It's limited, but we are back, and we're crawling our way up. And thank you very much to Members First Credit Union for their incredible sponsorship to get us back in business. So this, what is it, Friday, what is this, the next one?
July 14th.
Right there at the Civic Center Lawn, we'll be having our second movie of the season. It's Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile. And
Yeah. So, and just check us out on Facebook, you know, enjoymoviesinthepark.com.
Just go out there and sit down.
Yeah. And I think we're going to have this time, the first one we didn't have it, but I believe I actually, thanks for reminding me all of this. I have to register with the county because we do have a food vendor that's going to be coming too.
Cool.
They're going to do like, you know, ice, shaved ice, hot dogs, that kind of stuff. You know, and here's the thing, you know, the food trucks are all part of the park. Head over there if you want to, get something to eat, have a little fun, and then come on over once the sun's ready to set over to the Civic Lawn and watch a free movie under the stars. And, you know, again, there's plenty to do. Yeah.
And speaking of food trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, the food trucks, we have a great article on here. I know that people, you know that it exists and stuff, but it's still an amazing thing that we have in the heart of downtown that just really celebrates friendship and food and
music
and games and drinks.
I was at an event, oh gosh, a couple months ago, and it was on a Saturday night, and I was walking out, I was watching all of these younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, those ones I saw all heading for the park.
Yep.
There to have a good time.
And they're tough, man. They're brave because, man, this temperature.
Well, this was when it was still cool.
Okay.
So
I think they need to put up like a like an area that's called like the rainforest or whatever. And like every 15 minutes you'll hear a sound like thunder and lightning at the grocery store when it's going to spray the vegetables. And so you can run over there and get underneath it and just let it pour water on you.
I read about why they do that. Why they spray.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with anything except to bring customers over. And it does add water weight to anything you buy if you're buying it by the pound.
I just always thought,
shake it off.
I just thought it was to keep the leaves moist and stuff so they don't dry out. But it is attractive. I mean, when I hear the thunder and lightning.
Yeah,
I mean,
you go over there.
I ought to go over there. My kids love it. And we're always like, oh, no, it's monsoon season in the vegetable department.
Yeah. My mother-in-law, who's 90, accuses my father-in-law, who's 92, of going over to the produce department to look at women. Is she still jealous? I don't know.
At that point, you've earned it.
You've earned it. She's worried about those 75-year-olds that are coming after him. So. Okay, what's our next one here?
Coming up this July, this next weekend, what did you say? It was July 8th? Is that what you said?
It is July 8th,
Saturday.
Is the 61st annual Bigfoot Days in Willow Creek. And I was there last year with Nigel, and we had a booth, but we've also really worked a great relationship with them and helping them with their signature apparel for that year's special shirt. Willow Creek pulls off all the stops, and it's a day of fun in the sun up in the mountains.
Where is Willow Creek?
On the way to the coast.
So, okay, is it?
You know, Burnt Ranch, there's Hoopa and Burnt Ranch and all that. It's all in that area there.
Oh, okay.
So and you see all the Bigfoot stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
I mean,
On 299? Yeah.
Yeah. And they've got some just even if it's not Bigfoot days, in that area, they've got some amazing resorts that you could stay at that are just lovely. We did a story on one of them just, what was it, last month or the month before?
Last month.
That's the second fire truck I've seen going by the way.
I know.
I hope, I don't take this wrong, but I hope it's because somebody, they're going to a house.
Right, and not
a fire, because lately they arrested somebody that's for arson, and we've had fires around here. And
so that kind of truck that just went by, that's kind of comes from a different, that's not from this station right here, though, is it?
I'm not sure.
Because I'll tell you, this station sends out trucks all day long.
All day long. And I think they've got it down to like 70% of their runs are for medical.
Mm-hmm.
And so it used to be a lot more, but now we've got more ambulances. So, okay.
So Bigfoot Days. I mean, you can go just there for the day. The drive isn't that far. I think it may be an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
Not even.
It's
then.
Kind of halfway between the coast and Reading.
Yeah, it's going to be at their Veterans Park. It's going to be July 8th, and folks from near and far.
And it's kind of like a fair, so there's tons of vendors. There's music going on everywhere. There's food that's amazing.
And you might even run into Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You might.
Because they have a period of time where they do Bigfoot calling contests, so they're calling them in.
You know the sound that
the worst though is when you don't get to see them, but you only smell them.
Ted Leidy does the best Chewbacca sound ever.
Really?
So I should get him out there and let him make his Chewbacca sound and see if he attracts
me. I wonder if Chewie and Bigfoot would get along.
Probably would.
Well, they might. You know, Chewie might find a really attractive Bigfoot. I saw a
Bigfoot
movie,
mama.
I hate to say it, but I watched a movie the other night about Bigfoot. And there's this one, there's kind of a, it's a comedy documentary, but this one was a real movie about guys out there. And then also Bigfoot shows up and, you know, it was, you know, blood and gore, but.
Oh, so it was a, okay. So was it like a thriller kind of movie?
Yeah,
okay. So it wasn't like a documentary.
No, but they had that one where they it was kind of a documentary. They went from person to person. And
well, you remember back in the day.
And this was down in Georgia because they have it, you know, they have. Different
creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah. late '70s, '80s, whatever, with what was his name? The Bionic Man. There was that whole
Steve Austin.
Lee Majors. There was that whole knockoff series where it was Bigfoot was part of it.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
And he, running down
remember that. Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that.
That was a cute.
That was a really fun movie.
He sticks his head out the window and makes it sound like a siren. Okay, enough of that. Okay, this latest issue where you can get anywhere.
July issue 202.
Gosh, 202.
Sparkle and shine.
Going for 300.
Yeah.
400, 500.
I did the calculation when we hit 302, you'll be 92. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
Wait a minute. Let me add me up here.
Because okay, so we started in 2006.
Right.
So it took us this long to get to 202.
And you do them every month. So I mean, it's not like you skip a month.
Right.
No.
Right. So, even during COVID, we didn't. We actually had two because one was all online and the other one was mailed.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you
for being in with us. Tomorrow, of course, as we talked about, it'll be we're taking the day off, Day of Independence. So many things to do. Remember, Anderson Explodes tonight and the Freedom Fest tomorrow. And then Wednesday, we'll have the City of Reading.